The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be. You should date your wife as you did before marriage and even more, and be more excited about it. Now let's face facts the way it is in many, if not all, marriages. That is, if they have a few years into their marriage. We all have made mistakes. We have all been hurt, and wounds have occurred, and they can put you at odds with one another. We must admit that the man and the woman have made mistakes. If each one is willing to see that and admit that and not try to put all the blame on the other one, then you have a good chance and a good opportunity to mend your marriage. But if one puts all the blame on the other for the marital problems and continue to hold grudges, not willing to forgive or forget, neither willing to admit that they have made their share of mistakes, then most likely somewhere down the line, that marriage will end in divorce or living as strangers in the same house. It takes two, a male and a female, to make a marriage. Most usually it takes two to destroy a marriage as well. It also takes two to mend a marriage and to keep it together. Notice what God has to say in Ephesians 5 and verse 25. It's giving some good advice here to the man and to the woman in this chapter as to how to live and have a good, happy marriage. Husbands, love your wife just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Christ loved the church so much that he was willing to die for the church. And it means the whole world, because the whole world will eventually become the church of God. Notice in verse 26, continuing here, Christ says that he might sanctify and cleanse it, that is the church, with the washing of water by the word. So Christ died for the church that he might sanctify and cleanse her, set her apart for himself. So a man is to show that sincere love to his wife so she knows she belongs totally to her husband, and she will have faith and confidence that her husband is always there to love and to care for her. Now, isn't that the way that the body of Christ, his church, feels toward Christ? So a wife is to feel that way toward her husband, but a husband is to be worthy of that. Verse 27, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So if you want a wife you can trust to be a helpmeet in every aspect of life, then it's a man's job to make her feel that way. And we have brought out on this series of programs on marriage how to do that according to the Word of God. And we're still bringing that out according to the Word of God. Verse 28, so husbands ought to love their own wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. Christ is telling a man, a husband that is, that if you don't love and treat your wife right, according to your marital vows, the way that God has laid down that a man should treat his wife, that you don't care much about yourself, your name, or your character, and you will be known as a low life. Most women will be like the Proverbs 31 wife if she is loved and cared for and cherished as a precious gift from God. Men, your character is as you treat your wife. The way you treat your wife shows your character and says much about you as a man. Notice in Proverbs chapter 31, beginning in verse 30 through 31. Charm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands and let her own works praise her in the gates. These last two verses sums up the kind of woman and wife that this chapter is describing. That is important to understand, for it will help you to understand the previous verses. Now notice verse 10 of this same chapter, Proverbs 31. Who can find a virtuous wife? For her worth is far above rubies. Notice that, my friends. Who can find a virtuous wife? For her worth is far above rubies. How many innocent young women have started out like this Proverbs 31 wife in their marriage? All excited, all enthused, willing and eager to be a virtuous wife and help meet to their husband, and have been hurt, discouraged for lack of praise and love that wasn't shown by her husband. Now, men haven't neglected their wives on purpose, for most part. Most marital problems occur for lack of being educated as how to treat your wife or your husband. Proverbs 31 is speaking of the fact that the husband and wife understand their duty of marriage and are willing to fulfill that commitment to each other. It's speaking of a mind and an attitude set that will not change because of mistakes in the marriage. The mistakes will be there, but very few and nothing major. But even if there are major mistakes, they will be forgotten and forgiven if they fear the Lord and are trying to respect and obey their God. That is what makes a good husband, a good person, a good wife. If you do that, then you will automatically strive to please each other. And that's the way it should be in a marriage, is to please each other. Your attitude will be right, and most of your words and actions will be right as well. Notice verse 10 here. Who can find a virtuous wife, for her worth is far above rubies? How enthused and excited and protective would you be over rubies? But your wife is much more valuable than treasures. She is the best thing in a physical sense you could have. She is a gift from God. She is part of you that God is giving back to you. Verse 11, the heart of her husband safely trusts her, so he will have no lack of gain. Verse 11 is telling us that she doesn't squander the finances, and her husband can trust her in that sense as well as in a moral sense. Continuing here in verse 12, she does him good and not evil all the days of her life. She never undermines her husband. She is that helpmeet to him till death do them part. Beginning in verse 13 through verse 28 is mainly describing a mindset and an attitude set in a virtuous woman. She is a homemaker that takes care of her family. You can read the remainder of that chapter on your own, and you should. Now, this was written in Eastern culture, but the point is, she knew her duties and was willing to perform them. Her husband and kids were gladly willing to praise her. Now notice verses 29 and 30. Many daughters have done well, but you excel them all. Speaking of this virtuous wife that truly was a homemaker and did care and take care of her kids and her husband. Verse 30, charm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. That sums it all up, doesn't it? A woman who fears the Lord will make a good wife because that is her intention. That is on her mind. Verse 30 is telling us there is more than charm and beauty in being a good wife and having a good marriage. Now, it isn't telling a woman not to care for herself, but don't make that all you do and neglect your duty as a homemaker and a helpmeet. Verse 30 is also telling us that it takes God in your life to have a good and happy marriage to the end. Beauty and charm passes, but a good and right attitude, which only comes from God, living in you, will endure to the end. Verse 31, yes, you are rewarded even in this life according to your works, as well as in the life to come. The Apostle Peter understood this 1,000 years or better later. He agreed with this passage in Proverbs. Notice 1 Peter 3, beginning in verse 1. Likewise, you wives, be submissive to your own husbands, that even if some do not obey the word, they without a word may be won by the conduct of their wives. Very good advice for a wife. If she wants a good marriage, it's just telling a woman to live up to their marital vows, even if her husband doesn't. She is to respect her husband and his responsibility of being the head of the family. Such a woman would be setting a good example of a true Christian if she has a quiet and meek spirit, mindset, and attitude, that is. Verse 12, when they observe your chaste conduct accompanied by fear, and it means by respect to them as being the head of the family, and by respect to God Almighty. Yes, a man will finally realize that his wife has something good going for her and the whole family. And it just may help him to change when they see your Christian conduct and that you do have respect for him. Notice going on here in verses 3 and 4. Do not let your beauty be that outward adorning of arranging the hair, of wearing gold, or putting on fine apparel, but let it be the hidden person of the heart, with the incorruptible ornament of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is very precious in the sight of God. My friend, do you know what this is telling a woman? It's saying, be of a quiet and a meek spirit. And God says it's very precious in His sight. And you know, King Solomon said, it's better to dwell in the corner of a housetop than to dwell with a brawling woman. Verses 3 and 4 is only telling a wife that it takes much more to make and to keep a good marriage than just the outward appearance of a beautiful countenance, that it takes a mindset and an attitude set to build the right character of a virtuous woman. That's exactly what Proverbs 31 said. Everyone is guided by his or her mind. Your actions and words reflect your mind, attitude, and character. Verse 4 speaks of an imperishable beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which God says is very precious to Him. Yes, a mindset that wants peace and well-being for her husband and kids. That beauty will last throughout the marriage. It won't fade as you grow old, as beauty does in a physical sense. It becomes more beautiful and respected. It is for eternity. Continuing here in verses 5 and 6, for in this manner in former time the holy women who trusted in God also adorned themselves, being submissive to their own husbands. As Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughters you are, if you do good and are not afraid with any terror. In other words, if you have respect in your marriage, if you have love and care in your marriage, and you have a quiet and a meek spirit, God says you're the daughters of Sarah, and indeed you are in Christ. These two verses gives a woman an example of the holy women and how they conducted their life to have a good marriage, and it's recorded for our learning. Now I know that isn't the going thing today in our liberal world, but it is still the going thing in God's world. And as I've said so many times, that marriage is a God-planned relationship. If you don't learn to do it God's way, that is, if you don't learn to have a happy and a peaceable marriage God's way, then we won't be there in the first resurrection to teach others. And you can take this statement to the bank, my friends. Living up to the marital covenant is one of, if not the most important means, of the bride of Christ making herself ready to marry the Lamb. And we'll get into that topic on our next program. Keep listening to the Way It Ought to Be program. We invite you to request our free articles, Marriage, Just a Piece of Paper, or Spend a Lifetime Together, and the article, Edge of Divorce. If your marriage is in trouble, my friends, I urge you to request these articles. And if you forget the name of those articles, just ask for Articles 213. We'll know what you mean. And all you need to do is just call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, 573-238-3675, or you may email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Or if you'd like to go online, log on to our website, www.thewayitoughttobe.org. You can order online. You can also download and listen to pre-recorded programs. So call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, 573-238-3675, and ask for those articles, Articles 213. We'll know what you mean if you forget the articles. But I'll mention them one more time here, Edge of Divorce and Spend a Lifetime Together, and Marriage, Just a Piece of Paper. You need to read those articles. This is Pete Hornbuckle on the behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today. We invite you to keep listening to the Way It Ought to Be program. Have a good day, my friends, and may God help you have a good marriage.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day. Located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill. Meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org. Or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri, 63764.